Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, because we're in the Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Ayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, and with the last line on the page with the words V'lavin Mehem. So now we're quoting what the Mishnah taught us, V'lavin Mehem, V'lavin Oisim Beribus V'chule. We say that one may borrow from them, means from a Gentile, and lend to them with Ribis. We also said the same thing applies to a Ger Toishav. So Rebbe Omar, Rebbe says, Toshav ha'omer be'eved ivri, eni odeh mativoi, ke toshav ha'omer be'ribis, eni odeh mativoi. I don't know the nature of the toshav mentioned in the pasuk about a Jewish slave, where it says that if your brother will become poor with you and he is sold to a toshav, which is a stranger. And I don't know the nature of the ger toshav mentioned in the pasuk about the issa of charging ribis. Now the Mishnah taught, malvi yisol mo'is akum midasa akum, avalo midas yisol. One can lend a yisol with the money of a goy with the goy's agreement, but not with the yisol's agreement. Yisol shalov me'akum abikesh lachzirum loy, amal yisol ache tnam liv ani noisen kedech sha'an noisen loy osa. Then midoy im ha'akum mutter. Now if yisol borrowed from a Gentile and the yisol wishes to repay it, if another yisol said to him, give it to me and I will give it back to this in the same way that you would, this would be osa. But if the Gentile took the money from the first Yisrael and then gave it to the second, then that will be permitted, as we're going to explain now. Akum she'lavam Yisrael ubikash lachzirim loy, amal Yisrael ache tnam liv ani male loy ribis muta, then midoy etzal Yisrael osa. If a Gentile borrowed from Yisrael and wished to repay it, if another Yisrael said to him, give it to me and I will repay him, and I will pay him ribis, this will be muta. But if the first Yisrael took it from the Gentile and gave it to the second Yisrael, then this will be osa. Rabbi Yossi says this applies only when the first Yisrael actually did the transfer rather than merely seeing it change hands between them. Yisrael shalava me'akum ba'akum me'yisrael v'nizgaya b'nchezokrum atchela nizgaya b'nchezokrum goiva hakerem v'loy haribis. If a Yisrael borrowed from a Gentile for ribis, and the Gentile borrowed from Yisrael for ribis, and then the Gentile converted, now whether the ribis was included in the debt and written into the document before or after the conversion, the Yisrael may only collect the principal but not the ribis. Akum shelove mi Yisrael, and we add the words here, ben shezokum alav b'milva, ashele neskaya, or ben shenizkaya, goiva keren ve'ino goiva es haribis. If a Gentile borrowed from Yisrael and then he converted, if he included it in the debt, whether before or after the conversion, the Yisrael may collect only the principal, but not the ribis. Ava Yisrael shelovim in ha'akum, we had, v'nisgaya, im adchul nisgaya, zokum ala b'milva, goiva ha'keren v'haribis, mishinisgaya, goivim ha'keren v'loy ha'ribis. But if a Yisrael borrowed from a Gentile and he later converted, if he included it in the debt before the conversion, he may collect the principal and the ribis. If it was only after the conversion, he may only collect the principal, but not the ribis. Bakafa ama goives hakeren ve'es haribis. Bakafa says, in the first case, even if he included it in the debt before the conversion, the Yisrael may also collect the ribis. Amar b'yaka ba'acha, he comes to explain, time of the Bakafa, the reason of Bakafa is, mekeven sha'at mavrichim in haribis af hu nase gesheke. If you don't allow the Yisrael to collect the ribis after the Gentile converted, the Gentile will become a false convert to avoid paying ribis. Lova adam mibonov benoisa beribis ella shemechancham beribis. Although strictly speaking a person may lend his children with ribis, the Chacham prohibited it to prevent them from becoming accustomed to charging and collecting ribis. Amarav, Rav explains, kugoin ana le rabba barachana ve rabba barachana li. An example of this is between myself and Rabba Barachana. They were related, although they seemed to give each other ribis. It was understood that it wasn't intended as ribis, rather it was merely considered to be relatives giving gifts to each other. Lo ye adam lover b'shekel umalve b'sela, aval akum lover b'shekel umalve b'sela. A person should not borrow from someone a shekel on condition that next time he will lend that person a sela. With a Gentile, this is permitted. Yisrael shelova me'akum ba'akum Yisrael v'Yisrael nasa le'awe ve'en choshesh mishum ribis. If a Yisrael borrowed from a Gentile or a Gentile borrowed from Yisrael, a Yisrael may even be a guarantor on the loan and there's no concern of ribis. Yisrael shemina akum apotropa oisenta mutal lavois memenu beribis ve'akum shemina Yisrael apotropa oisenta asa lavois memenu beribis. If a Yisrael appointed a Gentile as his butler or his guardian, when we borrow from him with ribis, and there's no concern he's lending you a Yisrael's money. If a Gentile appointed Yisrael as his butler or guardian, one may not borrow from him with ribis. Mois akum shahim mufkadim etzei yisol, osa lavois beribis. Mois yisol shahim mufkadim biyad akum, muta lavois memenu beribis. If a Gentile's money was deposited with a Yisrael, one may not borrow from the Yisrael with ribbis. And if a Yisrael's money was deposited with a Gentile, one may borrow from the Gentile with ribbis. Zeh klal kolshu b'achrayis Yisrael, osa b'achrayis akum, muta. The general rule is, any time a Yisrael is responsible for a Gentile's money, one may not borrow from a Yisrael. If a Gentile is responsible for a Yisrael's money, one may borrow from the Gentile.